Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So today we're in episode 23, which is another Q&A episode, so I've got three questions lined up that I either found online or people have asked me in terms of like clients or people that I know. And so we're going to go through those in just a second. If you want to submit your very own questions, right, if you're struggling with something or you don't know how to do something and you want a proper answer, feel free to submit them to me by simply emailing me over on questions@theweightmates.com. And that way I can anonymously handle all your questions on this very podcast show. So you get, you know, a nice, proper, worked out answer without needing to spend hours Googling what might be a wrong answer. So if you want that, questions@theweightmates.com is the email address to send it to. Besides that, grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. So, the very first question that I have today is, can you lose weight with only exercise and no diet changes? In essence, yes, in theory you could. Actually, to be honest, in practice you could, right? You can actually do it. You can just simply not change anything about your diet and simply go out, you know, 4 to 6 times a week to either go jogging or swimming or go to the gym or whatever. And you can, in that way, burn enough calories to start losing weight, because in the end, that's what it's about, right? It's about eating less calories or consuming less calories than what you're burning, right? Because if you burn more calories than what you're consuming, then you will automatically lose weight. So if you decide to not change your diet, right, and remain with the high intakes of food, then you simply need to exercise more in order to lose weight, right, in order to get below the amount you're burning. The problem with that is that it requires a lot of exercise, right? And it's not something that you can easily get used to, because, you know, 9 out of 10 times the reason why we're fat now is because we either have the wrong diet or because we simply don't move. So imagine going from not moving at all or barely going to the gym or barely going out walking or jogging or whatever to having to do that 6 times a week or 4 to 6 times a week. That'd be insane, right? And I'm not talking like 4 to 6 times a week, 15 minutes. I'm talking a solid hour, right? 4 to 6 times a week. So can you lose weight with only exercise and no diet changes? Sure. Is it easier than simply making some small diet changes and adding a little bit of exercise? No, not at all, right? It's much more difficult to do that much exercise in a week. This is essentially, right? It essentially comes down to the fact that when you're losing weight, 80% comes from diet changes, right? Because that's where the original intake of calories is. If you simply don't eat as many calories, you don't have to burn as much to get below the required amount for you to start losing weight. So again, yeah, it's possible. Would I recommend it? No, not really, unless it's really, really hard for you to make diet changes, right? Which in some cases can happen, especially people with eating disorders. It can be quite tricky for them to make dietary changes. So if that is the case, then, you know, exercise can be a solution. It's just not something I would recommend to everybody, right? Because it is really hard to stick to. Question number two is, why do I feel dizzy a week after lowering calories when I felt fine before? So there's pretty much two possible causes to this, which is either that you are now trying to live on a too low amount of calories, right? So your body is just essentially underfed, which means you're not getting enough energy, which means your brain is not getting enough energy, which can cause all kinds of problems from headaches to dizziness. So it could be that, or it could simply be that your body is trying to adjust to the lower amount. And even then, it's probably because you've done the decrease too quickly, right? If you go from, I don't know, like eating 2,200 calories 1 week and then 1,600 calories the next week, so a 600 calorie decrease, it's possible, but you're likely to feel some changes in your body in the form of headaches or dizziness or anything of the kind, simply because your body's not used to getting less energy, right? It's used to getting those 2200 calories, but now it's also getting those 1600 calories, right? So, you know, if you are feeling dizzy or if you are feeling like headaches or nausea or anything of the kind, my best tip is to, for one, keep track of it, right? Make sure that it's not like a constantly recurring thing, because if it is, then there might be an underlying issue, right? And that's something you want to check with your doctor or with your nutritionist or someone to really get the specifics, right? To get some tests done. And two, make sure to not eat too little, right? If you go to www.tdeecalculator.net, you can actually figure out how many calories you need in order to, you know, in order to stay sane, in order to make sure you don't get any health problems. And so with that information, if you can then see that you are one, like 100 or 200 calories below what you actually need, then you know that that could be very much a cause of feeling dizzy or having headaches or feeling nauseous. On top of that, if you do feel dizzy in the moment, right, first thing I'd recommend is drink a glass of water, right? Always helps. And if that doesn't help, have a little snack or something. You know, usually if it's related to lowering your amount of calories, your body is simply just requesting the extra sugar. Some people will recommend to not give in to it. I'm a bit on the fence on that one, because sometimes, yeah, you should kind of power through and just not give in to it. But sometimes, especially when you're feeling dizzy or when you feel like you have headaches or when you feel nauseous, it is actually good to have a small, healthy snack. Like, I'm not talking a cheeseburger. I'm talking an apple or a mandarin or, you know, any other kind of fruit or anything like that. Simply to give your body that little bit of extra energy, and then you can build towards a lower calorie amount over several weeks instead of all of a sudden from one day to the next or from 1 week to the next, okay? So that'd be my tips for that question. Now, the third question is a bit of a different one, and mainly only for the male listeners of the audience. However, females, if you know a male that might be struggling with a question like this, feel free to pass on the answer, because I know for a fact that, yeah, there is quite a lot of men who tend to struggle with this. The question comes as follows, and it says, does going to the gym reduce the size of your manhood? Now, no. The question is valid, and it is a very interesting question, because it's definitely not something that you'd normally really hear a lot about, but the question is kind of missing the point. There is some research and some stories about bodybuilders who tend to use steroids to, you know, really up their performance, and thus their testicles shrinking severely after several years of abusive use, I suppose. And so, yeah, if you use a lot of steroids, then there's a chance of your testicles shrinking. That is possible, right? That is definitely something that's been researched, and it's something that can happen. However, does going to the gym reduce the size of your manhood? No, not really. If anything, it'll do the opposite, because one thing is that fat can kind of collect down there, right? Especially around the base. And so if you start losing that fat, then appearances will make it look larger, even though it has always been that size. It's just you simply can see more now because fat is covering less of it, right? So does going to gym reduce the size of your manhood? No, not really. If you use steroids, however, whilst you're at the gym, or at all for that matter, your body stops naturally producing testosterone, which in turn can cause a shrinking of the testicles. So, very good question, and the person that asked it, thank you for asking it. You are a legend, because trust me, there is not enough resources for these kind of things, for both males and females, on the more, you know, intimate topics. When it comes to weight loss. So, you know, anytime I get these kind of questions, it's always appreciated, because it helps shine a little bit of light on, you know, some of the issues, some of the thoughts people might be carrying around that are a little bit less, you know, usual, so to speak. So, yeah, that answers those questions. I'll say it again. If you guys want to submit your own question because you're struggling with something or you don't know how to do something, please do so. You can do so by emailing me over on questions@thewigmix.com, and I'll personally respond, you know, already answering your question, but then I can also take the question and answer it on this podcast episode. It also doesn't matter if we've already answered the question before, because, you know, most of the time there's always new people listening, and so I'm always happy to repeat questions. So with that out of the way, I hope that this helps you with your weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.